Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans. It's your girl, Riri, with the regular old Riri Ramble today. Coco, as usual, is somewhere vacationing and living her best life. You hear me? Her best, whole best life. Meanwhile, I am here to keep you guys entertained. So, first, let's talk about technology, be technologying. Because why do y'all insist on making me sign into things that I have no need to sign into? First of all, I don't know the password. Can we just start there? I never know the password. Why do I need the password? It makes no sense. So anyway, this week has been a pretty good week. I haven't done too much. I did go ahead and do the live for the midweek check-in. I was really proud of that. That really, took me out of my comfort zone and helped me, help me do what I need to do for my planner. Sometimes at the beginning of the week, I'm very, engaged and involved with my planner. But then by like Wednesday, Thursday, I'm done. If I haven't written it anymore, that's about it. So I just wanted to make sure that we are doing it. We've been talking a lot about routines and our planners and being consistent and all that good stuff. And my word for the year, I don't know if we even talked about it, but my word for this year was unintentionally picked, but the word was intentional. And right here it has intentional. I'm gonna channel my inner Auntie Bev as done by design and on purpose, deliberate, and action performed with awareness. Synonyms are intended, conscious, knowing, purposeful, and willful. And so I am being intentional about using my planner. Yes, I want it to be cute, but I also want it to be functional. And I think that is the best part about it. Like, I'm trying to make sure that I am being functional with it. So, as always, my first question is, what is in your cup? I've been drinking a variety of things this week. You'd actually be surprised. I've been drinking some grapefruit and tangerine juice, which is really good. I like pink grapefruit juice. I haven't had none in a really long time, and I just got a hankering for it. Ooh, that was so country. Country is cornbread. But I had got a taste for it, and I ordered it. And it's been really good. I just drink like a cup. I'm on liquid like limitations. I can only have so much liquid in a day. So I stress it and stretch it out so I can make sure that I'm drinking, the good stuff. Of course, tonight, what do I have? Coffee. You knew it was coffee. This time is still my Terra. I'm almost done. Last night I had a good Cafe Bustelo in honor of my niece. But I have my Terra. Oh, but I have switched up my creamer, and I am with Caramel Macchiato this week, and I'm really excited. Since it's just me, I'll go ahead and release the number a little early, so if anybody wants to call in, you're more than welcome to. The number to call in tonight is 515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680. We'll be talking a lot about your monthly reset. I mean, first of all, can we believe it's March already? Like, what the? 2024 then came in and showed out already. It's got a lot going on, and they ain't playing no games. It's just like, hey, hello, here we are. Cat Williams had us the first month. Risa Tisa had us the second month. I want to know, I want March to come in here like it got some sense. And one way that I'm going to do it is I'm going to be able to reset my month fully. Reset my month fully. Of course, I had to get your help with finding out some of our monthly routines. So the first thing is, what exactly is a monthly reset? I know that a lot of people do a weekly reset. A weekly reset for me, when I talk about my weekly routines, you know, I try to make sure that I get planned, you know, my planner decorated. I try to look on my Google Calendar to kind of transfer, or my monthly calendar to kind of transfer any appointments that I may have for the week onto the specific day, so I can start planning how to get that done, how I'll get there. You know, I don't know if you know, but I don't drive right now. So I might have to, you know, stand on the corner, make sure that I have money for Uber, or, you know, whatever, or beg for a ride, or whatever I have to do. But I got to make it happen. I got to get there. So I try to transfer those appointments. I try to, you know, make sure I have enough clothes for the week for work. Try and check to see what days my, you know, job needs me to come in. I try to, you know, the little old lady pill container where you put all your pills in it. And so that, well, I don't know if you don't know, but anyway, you've seen an old lady with it where they take multiple pills. And so they put all their pills in there, and then, oh, on Monday I'll take this pill and Tuesday I'll take these. So I refill my old lady pill container on, I have to, listen, that is something that I must do. If I don't do it, I don't take my meds, because it's just too fucking many. It's like, I'm not doing it. I'm not opening all them pill bottles. I'm not doing it every day. So if they're not in there conveniently for me to pop them and go, then I'm not going to do it. So that is something that I have to do. I don't always do it on Sunday, but if I don't do it on Sunday, it don't get done. Unless I can tell a shift in my mood, or a shift in my breathing, and I'm like, whew, you might want to, you took your medicine today, have you? And then I'll know that I need to go and do that for the reset. So monthly, my question was to many of you, and I still ask, and you're more than welcome to hop in my inbox, my DM, or shoot me a, let me see if my phone got some juice today. I'm always living on the edge with that. But you're more than welcome to hop in my DM on Instagram. My name is Real Talk with Riri. Or you can send me a text. Or you can call in at 515-602-9660. What do you include in your monthly reset? What do you assess, and how do you gauge your success? So when I was on the midweek check-in, let me stop shaking my leg. When I was in the midweek check-in, I got one listener. Thank you, listener. The listener says she doesn't do a monthly reset. But thank you. This episode is for you. Okay, so when I was on the weekly midweek check-in, I asked a lot of people, what do they do for during a monthly reset? The first thing that I saw was some people calling their prescriptions for a refill. And that is good. Like, if you are on a set schedule with that, then you know. A lot of times it's not at the beginning of the month, but you can get a head start by going ahead and calling them in. And even if it's not time, they can know when it is time. You can go ahead and pick them up. You can reset your focus for the month. You can do your focus for the, redo your focus for the month. I was watching some videos for research purposes, and Crafty Trisha, she was writing down her Bible verses that she likes to write daily. So she was going through and making sure she had those so that she could, you know, make sure she had them for the week. So that was good. And some people did intentions for the month and journal prompts. JT says, why do people do things like a monthly reset? I think I would do a monthly reset because I want to know how I succeeded last week. Like if you met goals for the month, not last week, last month, if you met goals for the month, you need to be able to kind of gauge how well you did. If my goal, which my goal was last month, to use less social media, I cut all my app limits and I basically gave myself 2 hours a day for social media. And when I say social media, I mean Facebook and Instagram. And the reason it was 2 hours a day is just because that's what the normal... Crafty Trisha says, thanks for the shout out. You're welcome, Sugar Plum. I be watching. I be watching these YouTube channels in these streets. What was I talking about? The reason I chose 2 hours is because that's what my phone just automatically suggested. And so I went with it. And I've done it before. I was much more successful before. But sometimes I can get caught up in social media. And I always say comparison is the thief of joy. So when you own too much, a lot of times you don't. I saw a reel by Planners and Wine that is another planner-ish podcast, and they were talking about how much more efficient they were with using their planners when they weren't like showing it, like doing it for social media and such as and how successful they were because of that. And I think that that is partially true for all of us. Like, for example, I had a spread last week. In my mind, here's my mind working. It had red hearts and it had green for March. So it was like bye to February with the hearts and hello to green. And I just kept looking at it like, I don't like it. I even sent it to my friend and I was just like, ooh, I don't know about this. And I was like, fuck it, it's my planner. I'm posting it anyway. And the response was really good. Like, people actually liked it. And here I am like, okay, I might not post it because it's not what the people would want, but I don't, why do I care? It's my planner. It's mine. And you don't have to like it. And I'm going to post it anyway. Why? Because we real talk, real plans over here, sis. We just going to keep it real. It's mine. Weeks is ugly. Some weeks is not. I mean, shit, I'm fine with pen and paper. You know, like, I have lots of it. When I was on the live, I showed it. I did pen and paper. It was cool. So, anyway, back to the point. The original point of that statement was to go back and look and see how much screen time I used. Did it go down for the month? How well did I do? Did I notice a change? When I noticed a change? How do I know what, was it successful or did I press ignore for 15 minutes, 25 times and just completely go back to it? JC says, hey, JC. JC says, we so rarely know what the people or the algorithm want. Listen, Al Gore's internet be internetting, and I don't know. I mean, I've seen people with sponsored ads, just blowing up, and I can't do that. You know, I can't afford it, and I'm so glad that they can, but I think I like the organic growth of it, and I'm just going to show my stuff. Crafty Trisha says, that's right, no fake planning, sis, and I'm with it, no fake planning. Okay, so other things that people do for your monthly reset is resetting your to-be-read pile for the month. For those of you who are not in the bookish community, your to-be-read pile is a bunch of books that you want to read. Listen, they get out of hand. It's like when you have that cart on Amazon and you just save everything for later. That's what your to-be-read pile is, save for later. And it gets long. And some people decide that they want to pick and determine what books that they read for the month. Now, that's a little bit more organized than I am. The only books that I pick and choose for the month ahead of time are the ones that are for book club and book club purposes only. Other than that, I don't plan to read nothing. I just finish one book and be like, what can I read next? I probably ask a few people out here something that tickles my fancy or see a cover that tickles my fancy. And then I'll be like, boom, next read. Here you go. I don't even read the back of books. I don't even read the back of I just be going in blind. JC says she just lets her TBR pile grow until it's like 8,000. Listen, it'll never be read. It's like I said, it's add to cart, save for later. It never comes back. I'm not sure who it was. I want to say it was Danny B Plans. I could have made that up. I might not have. But set some self-care goals for yourself. I have been doing that. We talked about me being hypoxic. We talked about it last week. And basically having to wear oxygen on a more consistent basis. Yeah, that's an adjustment. So what I'm doing as far as self-care go, I'm actually allowing myself to wear it. I'm trying to get comfortable with it. I'm trying to get comfortable with the idea of it. And I'm being gentle with myself. I'm allowing myself grace because it's a tough thing. When you think about oxygen, you think about old people. And I am not old. I am too fly. when I was at the Pink Planner Lady event, I was... shout out to Shay and Ren. They gave me some more what do you call those things? Like rhinestones and some glue so that I can bedazzle my oxygen tank. So that's kind of my self-care goal is to wear it. Even if I can't wear it in public, wear it in the house, get used to it. Be honest with myself about when I need it and, you know, care for myself, give myself the grace and just admit it. And so I know you probably tired of hearing me say it, but I'm saying it more for me than I am for you. I'm a hypoxic homie and I have to get used to it. I mean, it's just like people who have those autoimmune diseases. They talk about it often and they are respected for it. You know, shout out to all my lupus warriors, shout out to, you know, all those people battling scleroderma and cancer and all those things. And, you know, I'm toxic. I have to wear oxygen and, you know, I'm coming to grips with it. And so that is one of my self-care goals, to just be honest with myself and be honest with other people. They don't understand that you breathe like a grizzly bear if they don't know. You know what I'm saying? And so that's just one of those things. It happens. It happened. It's there. And that's it. So self-care is a lot more than just, self-care is a lot more than just, I'm going to go get my nails did. I'm going to go get my hair did. Ooh, but. This month, I did go get my hair braided, and it was, like, one of the best things for me because I didn't have to get up in the morning and worry about my hair. But it self-care is more than that. Naps. Naps are self-care. Telling yourself, I am not going to go out this weekend. I'll go out next weekend. That is self-care. Buying groceries that you need for your household is self-care. Shout out. All the people who are listening, trying to implement routines and stuff. We love you. We do, baby. Okay, so self-care goals. Yvonne at, I don't know her Instagram handle, but her name is Yvonne A. And she said that she writes a monthly goodbye letter. And so she says farewell to the month. And I think that that is a wonderful idea. I also tweaked it and said maybe a thank you letter in that goodbye letter, you know, thank you for all the things that you did for me. And that's, you know, that's big. Like I said, you think about all the things that happened, you know, so far in 2024. Hold on, I need a sip of coffee. I've been talking a lot. Y'all don't want to talk to me today? Y'all don't want to call me? You can call me. I'm okay with that. I'm going to drink some coffee. I did good today. Okay. I was talking about, so all the things that happened over the month, like, I should not, okay, and this is what I was talking about at the beginning. I should not be still in this whole Risa Tisa shebangle. Like, I watched it last month. I mean, completely obsessed. Had to know. Talked about it. And why today, y'all, I see that the dude, Legion, has released an interview that he did with some guy on YouTube. I'm sure he's a famous YouTuber, but, you know, I'm kind of new to the YouTuber community. And, yeah, he just still lying. And, yeah, I'm going to listen to it. And I hate it. I hate it for myself. I should have said goodbye to Risa Tisa in my monthly reset. Like, so I still have time. So I've just been jotting all these things down. So some people said that they do like a currently page where they are currently, what are they currently watching for the month? What do they want to read for the month? What are they listening to for the month? If they have any vacations planned. Of course, bills and budgeting. You have to do your bills and your budgeting for the month. Again, appointments and schedules to make sure. So, JC says she does have a monthly journaling routine in Frolicking Brains. If you're not aware, Frolicking Brains is a journaling community where a group of people get together and they allow their brains to frolic in fun and, you know, emotions sometimes. So we have like sometimes like a word search and we'll pick the first three words that we see and then we figure out how do we want to cultivate it. We think about the colors and how to make them our own. This month, I talked about when I think of the month of March, I think about rebirth and spring and it being a new year because, I mean, I know that a lot of people think, you know, January is the new year, but I don't. I think about spring being the new year because everything comes back to life. People are coming out of their funks. It's getting warm outside. And so that's just what it is. So I had my colors and then we talked about like, how do those colors remind you to get your month started? And then three words for the month. I got generous, trusting, and delighted. And so I am going to be delighted in using oxygen, be trusting in myself, be generous with the grace to give to myself. JC says she often finds monthly routines overwhelming because it's so much with the promise of feeling happy and the whole structure makes it so shameful to have it bad month because you didn't keep up with it or whatever. So I could see that. I could see how you wouldn't, sorry y'all, you know, I got the nervous. I could see how you wouldn't want to like, set up a whole month of, oh, what am I going to do? But I would like break it down into sections. In GG, there's like a monthly thing. I mean, on the monthly, there's like, what's your intention for the month? What are your spiritual for the month? And it's just one thing. And so sometimes if we just do, you know, start with the one thing, what can we do? And that's kind of what I did with the nightly routine. Let me flip to it in my planner. In my nightly routine, I just kind of started with what I know always happens, dinner, I wash dishes, and then under evening activities, put a bunch of things that could happen and hope for the best. So when I put nightly routines, I just hope for the best. And I don't think the routine is about, I mean, monthly reset is necessarily about feeling happy or feeling excited about the next month. For me, it's more like putting last month behind you and starting over fresh. Every month, every week, every day is a new fresh start. And we have the opportunity to kind of, you know, start from there. I can have a bad day. I can have a bad hour. I can have a bad minute, but it doesn't make the whole month bad. And I think that's where we have to change our perspective. Not change who we are or how we think, but just if we change our perspective on that, I don't have to cultivate the month to be happy. I could just kind of, you know, put the month behind me, say a goodbye letter like Yvonne said, and kind of, you know, start over fresh. What do you think? I guess that's pretty much all I have about that. Let me see. Let me go back. I lied. Okay. So those are things to include. What do you assess in your monthly reset? For me, I would definitely assess how much money I made versus how much money I spent, where my money went. That is something that I'm trying to be more mindful of this year. I'm trying to also be more mindful of, like I say, my habits and routines. So am I taking my medicine every day? Am I, you know, spending time with my son every day? Am I scrolling Instagram the whole day? You know, there are days that I do it more than others, but there are days that I do it more than others, but sorry, y'all, easily distracted. There are days that I know that I scroll a lot more than others, but even this week. So I've been trying to keep my phone down off of those social media sites because, like I said, comparison is a thief of joy. However, this month, this week, actually, I actually read two books with my eyeballs. And so while I had my phone in my hand, I wasn't just doing nothing. And I felt like that time was, you know, well spent. Time well spent. What else do I assess? Some people would assess their weight if they have weight loss goals. I know end of the year has come and gone, and lots of people are done with their New Year's resolutions. A lot of them have fallen by the wayside, but, you know, some people are still getting back to it. And I think that's another thing that's good for a monthly reset. Like, okay, these were my goals in January. They have the opportunity to go back and start again, to look at where they started from and where they want to go. So it's okay, I fucked up. I fucked up in January. I fucked up in February. But in March, I'm going to do right. I'm going to do right. I think that's another thing that they can do. I don't know. What else would you gauge during a monthly reset? What else would you assess? I guess that's what I'm saying. All those other things that I mentioned, about like watching, reading, listening, vacations. Those things aren't things to really assess. Another one that I think Big Plans with Bug, Deb said, she said highlights at the end of the month, highlights she would highlight the top, I guess, three or top five things that she did. She would have picture of the month or her favorite memories. Sonia is a planner, but she only games. And she said that she kicks people out of the game team every month if they're not playing. So she's able to go through and look and see who's been playing the game, who hasn't been playing the game, who's been helping, sending tickets and all that stuff. Playing with CCK said you can track your moods for the month to see if you notice any patterns. At the beginning of the week, you're happy. End of the week, you're sad. Or you have the Monday downs every week, and then on Friday, you're ecstatic. Which, you know, we got to stop living for Friday, y'all. I know. We do live for the weekend, but we got to stop living just for Friday. It's so hard to do because work is ghetto. But we got to stop doing it. We got to find something every day to be excited about. Fifty and Planning says this month she wants to track her snacking. Ooh, me too. I love a good snack. I mean, wait, that wasn't what we were supposed to be talking about. Okay. So she wants to track her snack. You know, and I have been, okay. Miss Cindy, I'm going to do it with you. I have been really good with tracking what I ate each day. And I'm going to do better, and I'm going to track it with you each day. That just gives me another way to, like, use a sticker and track it. So now I have a spot. I'll put a spot every day for what I'm eating. Thank you, Cindy. I'm writing it down as we speak so that I don't forget. Because if you don't know me by now, honey, I will forget. All right, I'm going to track food for the week. Okay. And that'll be good. Tracy says she loves tracking mood and energy throughout the month because she forgets about hormone changes. And that is real for women. Listen, I know when, like I told y'all last week, when I was really in my feelings, I was like, y'all, I think my cycle's coming because I was just on it. You hear me? I was on it. In tears and everything for no reason. Obsessed. Staying up all night. I mean, I'm still up all night. I'm still up all night. But now I'm at least trying not to be. But that is a real good thing, being able to track the mood and the energy. I've never done that. I think that's a little bit more involved and consistent for me. And I am not a consistent being. I should be. I am not. Okay. Diamond's Death said, one thing I do plan each month is her TBR with a whole lot of wiggle room. Ma'am. That's a lot. That's a lot. Your TBR is a lot, and I can appreciate it. All right. So, that is that on routines. Okay, so now we've talked about like a monthly reset. We talked about what do you include or what can you include. We talked about what do you assess. And now we say, how do you gauge your success? Okay, now I know a lot of people do habit trackers, which I think is a really, really good idea. If you don't have habit tracker stickers or if you're not good with habit trackers, I say, write it down every single day, and then that way you can go back and fill out a habit tracker. If you're, if you are trying to, I keep using medication just because it's at the top of my list, but if you are to track your medication every day, sis, go ahead and write take pills every day. go ahead and write, I took my medicine. And then that way you can go back at the end of the week and track it. Or you can have a this week page in your planner that houses all your meal plans and your tracking space. I'll have to take a picture and show it on Instagram of the page that I have in Gigi that really helps me kind of track the what goes on for the week. It's like a hub page. It's my favorite page, actually. I don't fill it in as I go. Right now, I've been going back to filling in so that when I go to, like, the doctor or something, I can let them know exactly how it went for the month. How else do you gauge success for the month? If you are trying to reset your focus each week, I don't know how you would gauge resetting your focus or your intentions for the month. If that's something that you do, send me a message or, you know, send me an owl, you know. Scabbers. No, don't send me scabbers, but Crookshanks. I mean, anything. Send me a DM and let me know how you would maintain, how you would gauge if you reset your focus for the month. I know with the Bible verses, I know Crafty Trisha, she wrote them down. And while she was filming, she did it each week. And I guess, you know, when you open your planner, that's the first thing you see, so you get a chance to see it. If you have self-care goals for yourself, I guess you would monitor how often you did those self-care goals. If your goal was a nap, I take a nap every day. I mean, I know the owl's name is Hedwig, but there was Crookshanks the cat. I mean, I know, my bad, right? My bad. And for your monthly goodbye letter, I guess you just say goodbye to those things and what you don't want to bring into the month. And then you know if you brought those things into the month. I guess if you're watching something weekly, you can write down what you're watching. And then at the end of the month, you can go back and write down what you watched for the month. I usually like binge something during the month. Last month, it was Game of Thrones. I was feeling very violent. So I watched a lot of Game of Thrones. I did watch Hamilton a few times. I watched The Color Purple. And I think I wrote those down. And then I always write down what books I'm reading and what I finished. And I don't know if that's gauging your success or gauging just what you did. And I think that everything you do is successful, you know? I mean, not everything you do is successful, but everything you manage to do, it seems like it's not a lot. It does. It seems like it's not a lot. But listen, let me tell you something. If you got out of bed and you took a shower and you brushed your teeth, you did more than half the people in this world. If you took a nap, you allowed yourself rest, you did a lot more than a lot of women allow themselves to do. A lot of women won't allow themselves to do that because they always feel like they have to be doing something. I want you guys to remember to give yourself grace. Be gentle with yourself, as gentle as you would be with someone else. Last night, Penny Pincher Planner said that she was told, I want to say it was by a therapist maybe. I don't know. Anyway, but she was told that you have to talk to yourself and treat yourself like you are a little kid. And that's the kind of gentleness you need to give yourself. Not like dumb yourself down, but we give ourselves a lot of negative self-talk and we need to talk to ourselves like we were young. And would you say that to young you, you know? Would young Erica or young Riri, young Regina, whoever, you know, would they want to hear any of those negative things that I say about myself, about the oxygen? Or would you just tell young, you know, Riri, wear your oxygen, sweets. We don't care about what nobody think about us. Would we do that? Okay, there you go. the statement was, talk to your inner child, not your inner adult. Thank you for that. I'm going to write that down also. Talk to your inner child. Shouldn't do this while I'm on the air, right? But talk to your inner child and not your inner adult. And you know what else? I don't know how people talk and write at the same time. Because if I talk and I'm not talking about what I'm writing about, I'm writing about what I'm talking about. Does that make sense? Yeah, so talk to your inner child, talk to your inner child, not your inner adult, because the inner child is always listening. That is, you know, true words. So I hope that the monthly routine and all of the options really helped you get somewhere. Now, listen, let me just talk about some myths. Myths, honey. So y'all know we was talking about Big and Betty before, and I've kind of left her alone, and I am still leaving her alone. But when I initially talked about Big and Betty, one of our listeners, our friends, I don't want to say your name, but shout out to you for helping me, keep me in the loop. She thought that I was actually talking about a sticker company. Now, I've read things from this specific sticker company before. But let me tell you that they are at it again with, they are at it again with their foolishness. Now listen, we all know that shops go through things and need to get sales. We know this. But this passive aggressive bullying that they're doing is on my nerves. Not even bullying, like guilt tripping you. Okay, so hear me out. Dear IG family, now mind you, all the previous ones that I've read to you, they have deleted. They since deleted from their profile, and I guess was turning over a new leaf for I don't know, the year or whatever. Let's see. Okay. Dear IG family. Y'all know I need readers, right? Okay. As most of you can probably tell, February has been a really hard month for the shop. Sales have dropped dramatically. I'm feeling so utterly defeated. While this is normal this time of the year, right before the EC, I guess, Erin Condren, big planner launch, it's really hard on my family. There have been many nights of tears this month, and I am mentally exhausted. I am asking for help, please, with a little, I don't know, emotional emoji. I do this all alone, and I cannot afford to run big brand ads. Marketing is so expensive. Can you please help? Any orders, no matter the size, would be such a blessing to my family. If you cannot afford to buy stickers right now, can you share my shop to your feed? I think that's a good idea. I don't mind sharing or buying, actually. I just don't like the emotional manipulation. Anyway, sorry. I need to work really, really hard to bring in sales this week. My family needs me too. Every time I look at them, I feel like I am such a failure. The shop is how we pay our bills and keep food on the table. My goal is to always be affordable to any income size. And when times are slow, my family really feels that. Thank you so much. Now, check me out. I get it. That's how you pay your bills. You have to pay your bills. I get that. However, I feel like it's a bit of emotional manipulation to kind of, you know, that just seemed like a bit much. the whole every time I look at my family, I feel like a failure. The shop is how we pay our bills. I mean, every shop, that's how they pay their bills. I mean, maybe not only way they pay their bills, but that's how you have a shop. It's supposed to help you pay your bills. So we get that part. I don't know. It just, I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way. I think what rubs me the worst is that if this is how you pay your bills, why the fuck do it take you a month to ship? Ma'am, I'm sure that shipping time is absolutely why. Someone says, I don't know if I can say their name. Yes, the emotional manipulation. Like, ask people what they want. Don't expect the shop to be able to feed your family every month when your shop exists in a seasonal market. Ask people what they want. Get on a Zoom with folks and ask them what changed for them. Run a survey. Try putting out new stuff. Listen, that's what I like from shops. Can you just talk to your people? You know who your customers are. Send them an email. Send them a DM. Check them out and see what they like. Don't keep, you know, releasing shit that's not selling. Or we all know that there are planner trends. You know what the trend is. Get on it. Sell that. But if you ship shit out in 2 weeks instead of 4 weeks and stop running these, you know, 95% off sales all the goddamn time, then maybe you'd be able to feed your family more. A month. You want me to continue to support you after a month of waiting on my shit? Listen, and I be waiting, and I don't even have no problem waiting a lot of times, but don't get on there crying and manipulating me over it. Let me just go see if people commented on that post, because that really made me sad. Oh, I don't even follow this lady. Oh, it's not on their web. I mean, it's not on their thing anymore. It was just in it was just in their stories, I think. And they've taken out a lot of their posts that they had previously. And some of the stuff is cute. I'm gonna have to do some research. I'm gonna place an order, and I'm gonna do it for y'all, just to see how long it takes. But you can't harass me about shopping and wait a minute. Your last post, 4 days ago, when will my order ship? In a month. Yeah. And they're having a, 2 hours ago, they're having a 75% off sale. I don't know. If you can help, please stop by and help the shop with placing a small order. Thank you for any orders you can place. I hope everyone had an amazing new year. Wait, what? This is 11 hours ago. My family loves each and every, I got you, Cindy. I got you. I hope everyone had an amazing new year. My family loves each and every one of you. If you haven't stocked up for 2024 yet, now is the perfect time and would be the most amazing gift to my family. It's always slow this time of year, and it's really tough on us. My family is truly so grateful for all the continued love and support. Shop link in my bio. Thank you for helping turn this company into a successful sticker shop. I feel some kind of way. Somebody tell me if I should, if I'm tripping. Am I tripping? Like, I don't think I'm tripping, but it just feels fake. Spend the money. I mean, spend the energy fulfilling orders. I get that for sure. It's hard when you're behind and running out of money, but that's when you get a side hustle, because at that point it's not sustainable. And Jason says, I'm usually skeptical of 75% off sales. Listen, I mean, I don't know. Unless it's going out of business, moving, or warehouse sale. Yeah. And those are usually still like 50% off or something. Oh, I did buy me a pencil board. I'm excited because, you know, Anastasia getting a little thick and lumpy, and I wanted to make sure that she had something. I have this little board that I watched a video from Scrapcraftastic about how to make a pencil board. So now I'm just looking for some chipboard so that I can figure out how to make it my own. Okay, so that was my Begging Betty miss. And just for the rest of you, let me just go ahead and tell you, yes, the other Begging Betty is back up to her bullshit. She is still begging in her stories. She is still asking for people to donate things to her. And she is also asking if anyone has a couch that she can sleep on for Go Wild, because I guess she's trying to get there. JC says, unless it's a going out of business, moving, warehouse sale, or big box stores like Michael's that wants to move inventory, or maybe out of date planners or whatever, but 75% off is usually very close to what it costs to make it. Not big manufacturing, but for like planner shops. Also, since we're talking about planners and sales, listen, y'all, it's March. It is March. It is the first quarter. The first quarter is almost over. Do not get on Al Gore's internet. My sweet, sweet Beyonce internet talking about a planner is that's got a quarter of the year outdated for $75. Stop it. Please stop it. Mark that planner down. Mark that planner down. Yeah, go ahead. Mark it down. Okay. I just want to tell you. Because, baby, let me tell you something. It's over. It's over. Ray says, what's a pencil board? I swear y'all be making up these terms. Listen. A pencil board is basically just something that is hard, like maybe think about a credit card. Think about a credit card. Think about it being as big as the paper in your notebook, and you put it behind the pages so that you have something firm to write on if your planner is soft, if your planner pages are soft. That is a pencil board. You can make them. That's what I was saying before, that I watched Scrapcraftastic. I've seen the link to the video. You may want to feel crafty. She put some chipboard together and then decorated it with crafting paper and then laminated it, and then she had a pencil board. And it's really, really nice. And I'm really excited about it because I'm going to make one. But I bought one from Lauren Phelps Designs. They have them for 75% off. And I know I'll get it. It might take them a little while, but I know I'll get it from Lauren Phelps Designs. If you have shopped at that shop that, you know, is emotionally manipulating people, let me know if you got your order, because I'm very curious. Speaking of, yes, 50 and Planet said you can laminate the pencil board. Yeah, after you put the, I guess, the chipboard and you decorate it, you can laminate it so that it is, I don't know, sturdy so that you can keep it for forever. I don't know. I just like it because, like I said, my planner is soft, and so I need something firm behind the pages because I write hard and I'll poke a hole through it. Yeah. There is not one particular shop who is selling these planners for $1 million, but I've seen a few of them that are still full price. Sterling Inc. is still full price for her planners, and they are, or they were 2 days ago when I looked, when I was doing my research. But that's ridiculous to me. I mean, it's a quarter of the month over. You need to take off at least $200. I mean, at this point, just sell me an undated. I mean, what's the point? I don't know. Anyway, I think that's all for me, you guys. No one called in, but I thank you for listening. I appreciate all the engagement. If there is anything that I can do to make your listening experience better, please be sure to send me a DM. There's a link in my LinkedIn tree. You can click it and you get a form where you can remain anonymous or not. You can also use that link to buy me a coffee. I appreciate it. It helps support the show. It helps get us to different planner events so that you can, you know, hear all the tea, find out. What else does it help me do? It helps me have giveaways. It helps me pay for shipping for giveaways. Listen, if you want a giveaway recently, and also I need to do a spinny wheel for the Alice in Wonderland kit. I said I was going to announce it on March 1st, and yeah, of course I'm late. But I got you. I got all the entries, and I'll be doing that tomorrow. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, this is National Craft Month. Don't forget that. So I hope to see you guys doing something crafty. I'm going to see if I can put some challenges up in the Realist, R-E-A-L-I-S-T-S, on Facebook. So be sure to join us there. If you like to shop, you can go to the Cuteness Boutique and use code Erica20 and save you some money. Or you can go to frolickingbrains.etsy.com. Aww. You can go to frolickingbrains.etsy.com and use code Erica22 and save 22%. Thank you so much, Ray. I could listen to you talk forever. I appreciate that. That makes my heart warm. One more thing, and then I'm done. For real, I'm done. But y'all think I'll be taking notes. Check me out, y'all. I have found me a new community of drama to be involved in. Did y'all know that the yarn community had drama? Listen, baby, they got drama over yarn. You know how we have drama over paper and stickers and glue and pens? Baby, they have drama over yarn. And I am invested. Your girl is invested. Your girl is invested. There is a YouTuber. I cannot tell you her name. I feel rude. But I will look her up and make sure that I link her and and give her credit for this. But the yarn drama is so real. So basically, there was like this really cute like pattern of yarn. It was released. Somebody bought it. Somebody else released one very similar before. The original creator, of course, blocked the people because she's like, man, you stole my idea, basically. And then everybody's like sending all these, you know, quote unquote death threats. But she keeps saying, I got receipts that I'm getting harassed, but she never produced no receipts. So that just made me really want to think about, does Okay, on the first thing, does art... Yes, yarn. Crafty Trickers Trisha says, you lying, not yarn. I guess they say that about our stickers. Girl, yes, I was so surprised. JC is not surprised at all by the yarn drama. I am. I could not believe it. I said yarn, baby yarn. So anyway, the original person who posted this really cute crafty, cute color yarn that I would actually buy because it's just, you know, it's my vibe. It really looks like that. It's like dark blue with like some radioactive neon colors in it. It's really, really cute. So she said that she basically blocks all other yarn shops because she doesn't want to be influenced by anybody else's yarn ideas. And she doesn't want them to be influenced by hers. And so it posed the question in my mind, does art influence art, right? Like, could you know what you wanted to do if you had not seen, I'm just using this as an example, Picasso or David Chihuly? Do other glass artists not, you know, get excited when they see Chihuly's work and then be like, oh shit, I'm gonna do something like that, but not necessarily his same thing? And then it made me question, if you having problems with someone and you say that all this stuff is happening, oh, she called me a bitch, she cussed me out, she told me I need to unalive myself, her followers are attacking me. At what point are you required to provide receipts before people think you're just talking smack? At what point are you supposed to, at what point do you say, I don't have to prove anything to you because I don't care? You know what I'm saying? I know what happened. JC says, yes, art totally influences art, but it also tends to arise around similar times in different places, like calculus with Leibniz and Newton. Ray says, this is why I don't want to sell shit. They are so mean. She has the best laugh for this because she said beef is ready to eat for everybody, and that's true. That is true. I just could not believe it, girl. Yarn. I followed you know I subscribed, right? Y'all know I subscribed. So if y'all just get some random yarn drama, you know why. You know why. I couldn't leave it. I couldn't leave it. I'm sorry. I had to. All right. So back to my outro. Cuteness Boutique, code Erica 20. Frolicking Brains, code Erica 22. Be sure to go into our LinkedIn tree. You can buy us a coffee. You can send us a note. You can, you know, DM us with your thoughts and prayers even if you like. If there's any topics that you'd like to see discussed, you know, you're more than welcome to fill out a form, send us a DM, whatever, all that good stuff. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Remember, y'all, we keep it messy and never... Tamika said, of course you sub. You love mess. Drop the link, though. Absolutely. And JC said, the yarn drama is real because people sell patterns, so it is money. Okay. I didn't think about the patterns, but I was actually talking about the yarns. But I guess, yeah, we fucked up with the patterns, too. Ooh, I'm going to have to dig deeper on that. All right, y'all. Remember, we keep it messy and never malicious, and we hope that you have a really, really good week. I'll see you Thursday night at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another midweek check-in. I got so much positive feedback from it that I'm going to try it again. I know my handwriting wasn't the best, but we're going to do it scared. And then what we said we was going to do, we're going to do it scared. All right. So I can't wait to see you. Talk to you soon. Bye.